The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Parlez vous français?
Parlez. C'est la vie, say the old folks.
Yeah. We're burning down the country, please.
Je m'appelle fromage.
Yeah, it smells like cheese.
I am cheese.
I am the cheese.
I don't know what that means, fuck.
I don't know either. I don't speak French, so.
Je suis la Jumpia. Remember the Muzzy commercial back in the day?
God, that's been a little forever ago, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and on this week's adventures in burning shit down.
Right, yeah. Color Revolution, what's that? Yeah. But coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about said color revolution, a.k.a. the French riots. We'll talk about the Supreme Court, Money in the Bank, Ukraine, a whole lot more. Top 10 draft this week, WWF / WWE theme songs, entrance themes. And, of course, we will get to your listener questions. Oh, what a week it has been, Vince.
Yeah, that pesky Second Amendment sure comes in handy.
Yeah, parlez-vous guns? Do you speak gun? No? Yeah, man. All right, as always, let's start with some TV news events. We now know. Let's try that one again. Now we know. Who's going to take over for Pat Sajak when he quits Wheel of Fortune after this season? Ryan Seacrest.
But why?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Okay. I mean, it's not like Jeopardy, because, you know, the host had to be smart. You know, this Wheel of Fortune, it's just like, you really can't figure that out, you dumbass? Come on now.
I don't watch Wheel of Fortune.
I haven't watched it in quite a while. I take it back. I watched when, Xavier Woods from New Day was on there. They did like a WWE one. I watched that. That was pretty good. But
sure.
Meh. Speaking of Wheel of Fortune in the UK, it's being brought back. It used to run from 88 to 2001. Is coming back. Let's see. What is this? ITV1. I guess that's the network. Graham Norton is going to be the host. So. Is he a fancy lad?
Graham Norton?
Yeah.
Well, he's British. They all seem like fancy lads.
Hell, that's true. Yeah. Except you're either a fancy lad or you're a soccer hooligan. Yeah. There's really no middle ground. Or you have, like, Prince Charles hands, which, holy hell. Snossage fingers. Wow.
Snossages.
Let's see. Disney put out a big press release that Abigail Thorne has been cast for the Star Wars series The Acolyte. She's playing a character named Ensign Eris. The big thing, the reason they really pushed this out, she is the first trans actor to play a non-minor role in Star Wars screen media. Yep, that'll make me want to watch.
Good. One more Star Wars show I'm not going to watch, and then yeah. I'm going to completely ignore.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're doing Shadows of the Empire, or, you know, Mara Jade, or all those, I don't care anymore. So, last thing for TV news, boy, Disney is gutting ESPN. Came out Friday, they're laying off some of their biggest on-screen talent. About 20 on-air personalities are set to be let go. Including Jeff Van Gundy, Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Susie Culver, Jalen Rose. Good, I hate Jalen Rose. There was an internal email that went out Friday.
Eternal?
Internal? What did I say? Eternal?
Fuck, I don't know.
The email just kept going.
I'm asleep. I'm still fucking... I'm tired.
It's been tired, a long boss. Week. Yeah. We ever get that soundboard going, it's just going to be nothing but Michael Clark Duncan going, "I'm tired, boss.
I'm tired, yeah. boss."
Beginning of Disney's three rounds of layoffs, there would be no sacred cows, is what they said. Let's see. Like I said, Van Gundy, Kellerman, Johnson, Culber, Rose, along with NFL Countdown analyst Matt Hasselbeck, Steve Young, NFL draft expert Todd McShay, college basketball analyst LaFonso Ellis, SportsCenter anchors Ashley Brewer, college game day analyst David Pollack, radio host Jason Fritz and Jordan Cornette, basketball writer June Lee, and NBA reporter Nick Friedel. Yeah, Disney's gutting them because they have lost money hand over fist because they pushed all the politics bullshit on a sports network and people just quit watching. Imagine that. They don't want...
Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy. People just want to watch sports on ESPN.
What do you mean people just want to tune in to watch a game and not be lectured to about how they're evil because they're white? Huh.
That's crazy.
Especially Jalen Rose. He was horrible at pushing that shit, so... Now you're fired.
Pacers Jalen Rose?
Yeah, the one that used to be on the Pacers. He's trash.
Yeah.
Let's go to movie news this week. We have an update to a story we've been following, and it is not a good update. The body they did find in California in the mountains is that of British actor Julian Sands.
Oh, shit.
Who went missing on a hike in January. They have confirmed, yes, it is his body. So that sucks. I think we all kind of figured...
Yeah, when they said they found somebody, I was like,
Yeah, but... And it wasn't far from where he went missing, but... Yeah, that
close
does
to camp?
Suck. Yeah.
Oh.
But they didn't say any, like, it was an attack or, you know, anything like that. They just said, the body we found is the actor, so... That does suck. All right, next story here. Vince, we have our new Superman and Lois Lane. This is for James Gunn's Superman Legacy.
Jamal Tompkins.
Ew, no.
And Shaquanda LaTisha Jackson.
The third.
She.
They was Kangs. No. Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, will be played by relatively unknown actor David Cornsweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Apparently, he's been in a couple Netflix shows, but he's not, like, a big name, which you don't get a big name to play Superman. Look at, you know, the original. That was perfect. Lois Lane will be played by actress Rachel Bronson. Bronson Han. She was in that Miss Maisel show where her top fell down. Meh. So there's your Superman and Lois. So it ain't Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher, but we'll see if it works.
Who knows? Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher were probably the best ones.
Because
Margot Kidder was just annoying.
She had problem. Reeve was still the best Superman.
We
could all agree on that. That's but all right. We now know who is also joined Tron 3 to go against Jared Leto's character, Evan Peters, Quicksilver. I think maybe okay. He's a good actor. As long as Jared Leto's not being the Joker, I think maybe okay.
He's not.
We have.
He wasn't the Joker. He was.
He was.
Jason Todd.
Yeah, Jason Todd. Yeah, right. That's a secret. We have an update to the Jonathan Majors Kang from the Marvel movies. He has scored a win in his allegations that he assaulted his ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. The actor was arrested on March 25th by NYPD after officers were called to an apartment at the Chelsea neighborhood. She called police saying he hit her. He faced court that evening, charged with two counts of assault in third degree, aggravated harassment, attempted assault against a woman. He met with the cops last week to present them with evidence of what really happened that night. Within hours of viewing the evidence and conducting their own thorough investigation, the NYPD found probable cause to arrest her for assaulting him.
Bitch. That's what you get. That,
oops, the closed-circuit TV, the CCTV footage, really, I guess, was the nail in the coffin there. To,
really clinched it, huh?
Yeah, I didn't hit her. This crazy bitch hit me. So, I guess they don't have to recast Kang after all, so there you go.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That probably saves Disney, oh, I don't know, $1 billion.
Well, I mean, look at, was it Justin Roiland?
Yeah. Accusations proven, yeah.
And they still, they're not hiring him back.
Yeah, because I think there's more to it than that one for him. Because I think, I don't know if he's in that Dan Schneider category of folks, but.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. But, even with that. And I get that. That's awful. But, I mean, look at Hardwick, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
His career's gone.
Yeah. I'm like, he was literally proven that she was crazy. Yeah. So, last thing for movie news this week, we have a passing, no points, even though I'm surprised nobody picked this one. Alan Arkin. Oscar winner actor for Little Miss Sunshine, and I think he acted for, good God, what was it, 70 years. Passed away this week at his home in California at the age of 89. So, no points, as Tony says.
That sucks. One
of you people on our list, please die. So
we'd like to win.
I think I'm, what is it, still one every, I got one, that's it?
Yeah, one.
Yeah. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. Spider-Boy, the character they've just added in, that they're doing the whole everybody's forgotten about him, he's been around forever story. Apparently his first appearance, Spider-Man 7, has sold out of multiple printings. So he's getting his own ongoing series that will start this November. So there you go.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Skybound/Image has announced the team, the full team lineup for the new Transformers start in, it doesn't say, but that's, I think, November. Your Autobots will be led by Optimus, of course. Will include Ratchet, Cliffjumper, RC, and Wheeljack. This is all G1, by the way. So that's the original cartoon for you playing along at home. Your Decepticons, as of right now, Starscream, Soundwave, Laserbeak, Rumble, and Skywarp. Of course, they're going to add in more as the story goes, but those are your first teams. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but are you actually buy it?
I have ways to read it.
Look at you.
Last thing for comic book news this week, Marvel Cinematic Universe Synergy strikes again. Yelena Belova from the Black Widow movies, she's getting her own ongoing in November called White Widow. So there you go.
Yay. Oh my.
Oh my. Your recommendations for books that came out this week, Ninja Turtles, Usagi Yojimbo, Where, When, issue 4. Ninja Turtles Saturday Morning Adventures Continued, issue 2. Dungeons and Dragons Saturday Morning Adventures Continued, issue 4. The Riddler, year 1. The Riddler book, year 1 book, is written by Paul Dano, who played him in the Pattinson Batman movie. He's actually writing this book. So apparently it's gotten really, really good reviews. So. Batman, The Adventures Continue, Season 3, Number 6. This is the continuation of the original animated series TV show. Darkwing Duck issue 6, and Marvel's Big Ultimate Invasion. This is them bringing back the Ultimate Universe. That number one hit this week as well. So there you go. If you want to get in on the big event, figure out what the hell's going on, you can pick up that book.
Oh my.
You liar. All right. Let's go to wrestling this week. Bryan Danielson broke his forearm during his match with Kazuchika Okada at Forbidden Door and still wrestled for 10 more minutes with a broken forearm. Originally, they thought 6 to 8 week recovery. The break is worse than anybody thought, so it looks like he could be out for 3 months or more. So they thought it was just like a little break. Nope, the outside bone of the forearm is completely snapped in half. So, and it was off of an elbow drop. Just a random move just snapped his arm. So that sucks. Yeah. And then wrestled for 10 more minutes. Holy hell. Sad news here. WWF, I guess he did wrestle on ECW too. Darren Drozdov passed away at the age of 54. Of course, sadly best known for becoming quadriplegic after an in-ring accident with D'Lo Brown. Passed away at the age of 54. So that sucks. Yesterday was Money in the Bank over there at London Town. Here's your results. Damian Priest won the men's Money in the Bank. Ricochet tried to kill Logan Paul during the match, so Ricochet immediately for Hall of Fame. Raquel and Liv beat Ronda and Shayna Baszler after Shayna turned on Ronda Rousey. Walter beat Riddle, who then was attacked by a returning Drew McIntyre. Cody beat Eddie's kid, or Ray's kid, depending on how that storyline went. John Cena showed up to talk. Grayson Waller confronted him. That was terrible. Io Sky won the women's Money in the Bank match. Seth Rollins beat Finn for the big gold knockoff belt. And General Uso's chicken beat Solo and Roman when Jay pinned Roman Reigns. So there's your Money in the Bank recap. Meh.
Meh.
I had it on in the background. That's how intriguing WWE is to me right now. Your background noise. But I did see the Spanish Fly where Ricochet put Logan Paul headfirst through a table. That was good shit, because I despise Logan Paul. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything for video games this week?
You're not going to believe this shit. Yes?
Okay.
No?
I'm waiting for what I'm not going to believe.
The Steam, Jesus, the GOG summer sale.
Really?
Was the 12th of June, and it goes to the 3rd of July.
You have two more days.
There's a bunch of good shit. Just go. Speaking of summer sales, guess what's going on right now?
The Steam summer sale?
Steam summer sale.
How did I guess that? From June 22nd
to July 13th.
There's a lot on the Steam sale.
So if you don't like money in your wallet,
you can go buy video games.
Go get that shit. Go get your bag, King.
I did see Epic has they have like two free games on the Epic store. I forget what they are offhand, but free is a good price.
Free is absolutely fantastic. Where was it? AEW.
Yep.
It's getting meh reviews.
Yeah, it's like getting a 7 out of 10 rating from what I saw. They're not happy that there's no like online creation. Apparently it's not really cross-platform. Stuff like that. I've seen a lot of complaints, but people are saying the gameplay, like playing the actual game, is just like No Mercy and the games for the N64, because it is the Aki engine. I mean, so
right. Yeah, I don't know.
And you can have one character have all the belts. So,
well, sure, like you do.
Yeah.
bunch of games getting released in August. Stray.
Yes, I did see that it's coming to
Xbox.
Xbox.
Xbox this August. The PlayStation and PC launched last year, so you will be getting it here pretty soon.
Yeah, I am interested in this game. You play a cat. You play a stray cat.
Sure.
It's like a platformer type game, an exploring type game. You do little missions. I really like the way this one looks.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Ooh.
Gets an advanced PC release date of August 3rd, but the PlayStation 5 will be September 6th. No, I take that back. The PC and PS5 versions of the game will be released August 3rd and September 6th, respectively. Okay, I was right. PC, August, September for the PlayStation.
Yep.
I'm kind of looking forward to that, but I don't know whether I want to play it on the PlayStation or not. Those games don't lend themselves real well for console.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Last thing I got, speaking of, looks like, was it August? It's going to be this fall. Scorn will be coming to PlayStation 5 this fall.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Scorn is, it's got this H.R. Giger kind of aesthetic to it.
It's a very grim, dark look, yeah.
Yeah, it's all fleshy and
robot-y and
yeah, and vagina-y and
you know, Giger.
You like that kind of stuff? You like vaginas? You like fleshy vaginas?
Giger. Yeah, like Alien.
And slime? It's all for you.
He was a messed up dude.
Yep. And that's all I got.
Well, I don't have anything this week, but yeah, I saw the Stray announcement. I was like, God, that look, it. I watched like gameplay of it since it's been out for a year or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good, so... All right, let's go to music news this week. Madonna had to postpone her world tour after she had to be taken to the hospital and put in ICU with a bacterial infection. Apparently, she was found unresponsive at her New York City home, or somewhere in New York City. She had to be intubated when she got to the hospital.
Good.
She was supposed to launch her 84-date tour next month. Madonna, 64, was found unresponsive. Yeah, I just said all that. Yeah, bacterial infection. When reached for comment, the bacteria said, "I infected what?
Get me out of here.
Get me out.
Kill me. There's got to be some sort of antibiotic to get me out of this shit."
Yeah, please. Yeah. The only other thing for music this week, and this is surprising, Texas grand jury has declined to indict rap superstar Travis Scott in a criminal investigation of that deadly crowd incident at the Astroworld Festival in 2021, where lots of people died and shit like that. This is according to his attorney. He confirmed that the Harris County grand jury had met and decided not to indict on any criminal charges stemming from the concert. The lawyer said he was not even sure what charges the panel had considered, but none. His client, Travis Scott, will not be charged criminally.
That's nice, right? I guess.
No, that's...
Satan.
Getting away with...
murder?
Or ritual sacrifice, yeah. You know, like they do.
It is what it is.
All right, and with that, we're going to do Song of the Week. We're going to plug our friends. And when we come back, Vince, we're going to draft WWF/WWE entrance themes.
A teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. And ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, the culture show you never can tell. They had a high-five phono, boy, did they let it blast.
tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Of the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart, after nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste, and The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
Vince?
Yes?
It's time for the top 10 draft of WWF / WWE entrance themes. And with a final poll number of 5-1, you get the first pick.
I won?
Not only did you win TV spinoffs, you dominated. So, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, I was...
Really?
I thought I did pretty good, but holy hell, apparently not.
I guess not. Damn. Really?
I think it was the Trapper John that saved you, or got you over the top.
I don't think it was, Trapper John.
It was Maud.
It was certainly not Maud. Fuck that.
All right, sir, with the number one pick in the WWF / WWE entrance theme draft, Vince selects.
I am going with my first one is, Rest in Peace, the Undertaker theme.
Ooh.
It was cool, man, back in the day. It was kind of scary when you were a kid.
Very good. Okay.
Sorry, I got old stuff on here.
I do, too. So, well, give me a real American Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I got that. Hold on. All right. I know it's on here. There it is. All right.
Even though he blocked me on Twitter.
Did he?
Yeah, because I said his girlfriend looked like his daughter.
I mean...
She did. Like, creepily looked like it. All right, second pick.
I want Bonnie Lass, Roddy Piper's.
Ah. That's a good pick, yeah. He was on there for sure on mine. Boy, I thought you were going to take this one at number two, so I guess I'll take him. Give me the Macho Man. Yeah.
I have it. Pomp and Circumstance?
Yep. That hilarious. Fit that character so good. All right. Damn, we're flying. Third pick.
Give me Tugboat. His theme.
I will give you Tugboat.
I like Tugboat. Tugboat, man, back in the day, I love Tugboat.
Good old
I don't know why, I just did.
Uncle Fred. Cody Rhodes' uncle.
And then I don't know. After they made him, Typhoon?
Typhoon, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I kind of got out of wrestling. I was like, why would they do that? I remember being heartbroken that they changed it.
Yep.
Why would they do that?
Don't make no sense. Why did they do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, third pick for me, Mr. Perfect.
Oh, didn't make my list.
Okay. Yep. As the dog goes nuts over here.
I know. I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Is he fucking your
mic?
He's having an itching fit.
Oh,
so. All right, fourth round.
Junkyard Dog theme.
Oh, grab them cakes. Yep. That's a good pick. That didn't make my big board, but damn, I forgot Junkyard Dog. Junkyard That's a good Dog! One. I just watched his Dark Side of the Ring this week, which was fucking sad as hell, but...
Yeah.
All right. Fourth round for me, Demolition.
That's good.
Another Rick Derringer song. Rick Derringer and Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
All right. Fifth round.
The Road Warriors, Iron Man.
Yeah. They changed it up a little bit because they didn't want to buy the rights, but well, yeah.
Yeah.
LOD for Vince. My fifth pick... I'm so glad I get to pick this one. Give me Akeem or Slick, depending on if they were together at the time. Jive Soul Bro.
Fuck. That was on my list. Fucker.
It's such a great song. If you're listening, Google or YouTube the video of... It's Larry Sweeney versus Akeem having a dance-off in Chikara to Jive Soul Bro. It's one of the best videos on the internet. It's so good. Larry Sweeney, I wish he was still around. All right. Sixth round, Vince.
Coco Beware.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Bird, bird, bird. Bird. All right, let's move into a little later era here. Give me Dan Severn's theme, Fighter.
Ooh. Oh my.
The only sweet, man sweet, that sweet. Can bring belts from other organizations and not get in trouble. Because right? He was Dan Severn. That's why. All right. Seventh round, sir.
Give me Snake Bit from Jake the Snake.
Yep. Jake the Snake. I had that. It was on the big board for sure. I need a funny one. Give me the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers with All American Boys.
I like that.
All right. Damn, we're in the eighth round, sir.
Yeah. I want Ravishing Rick Rude's theme.
Damn, that's good. Yeah. That's so good. Give me Stone Cold.
Sure.
All right. Damn, we're down to our last two picks, sir.
That's all right.
Number nine.
Big Boss Man.
Damn it. Yeah, that was on the list. give me the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, my.
All right, we are down to the last pick.
Is probably going to be singing this here pretty soon. Nikolai Volkoff.
Nikolai Volkoff. That's singing the Soviet national anthem.
Sure. Why not?
Like he did.
Fuck it.
All right. Oh, man. Last pick, and there's so many more on my board here.
I know.
Give me the Brood.
That's all right.
Oh, I didn't take that one. I should have took that one. Damn it.
Not now. All right,
here's our 10 picks. Vince has come out with The Undertaker, Piper, Tugboat, Junkyard Dog, Legion of Doom, Coco Beware, Jake the Snake, Rick Rude, The Big Boss Man, and Nikolai Volkoff. My list, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Mr. Perfect, Demolition, Slick, Dan Severn, the Rougeau Brothers, Stone Cold, Dusty Rhodes, and The Brood. Who else did you have on your list?
The Game, Triple H.
Yep.
I love that song. Let's see. Hitman, Bret Hart.
Yep.
CM Punk, Cult Personality. John Cena, My Time Is Now. Shawn Michaels, Sexy Boy. Mick Foley, Wreck. Sting, Seek and Destroy. Ruby Soho, of course. Ruby Soho. Bryan Danielson, Ride of the Valkyries. Wagner. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Yep.
Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yep. I had Million Dollar Man.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Not a commonly heard one, but that was still a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all the ones you had left?
That's it.
I had Kane. I had Randy Orton's Voices, Bobby Roode's Glorious. I had Edge. Christian's Just Close Your Eyes. I had the B-Team's Battle Scars. Kurt Angle. I had Strike Force Girls in Cars. I had the APA. I had Drew McIntyre's Broken Dreams.
APA?
Acolytes.
Oh, all those action-packed action.
Yep. We got APA on there, right? Sorry, I'm jumping ahead about an hour.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to get third-partied again. I had Kidman's You Can Run. I had Eddie Guerrero. I had name-redacted Chris Benoit. I had Baron Corbin's End of Days, Bray Wyatt's Live in Fear, and Tommaso Ciampa's No One Will Survive, even though it's a ripoff of a Black Sabbath riff. So, all right. Listener picks. Holy hell. Boy, everybody popped in on this one. Big John came in with Hogan, DX, Punk, Orton, Triple H, Edge, Kofi with his SOS back when he was Jamaican. Stone Cold, Kane, and Undertaker's Rollin', the Limp Bizkit one. Matt came in with Kurt Angle, Benoit, Perfect, Evolution, Southern Justice, APA, Steve Blackman, that's a good one, Demolition, Collarbone, and Samoa Joe. Brad came in with Boss Man, Heart Foundation, The Beverly Brothers, that's a good one, Punk, Perfect, Hogan, Dusty, Mach, The Rockers, and Jive Soul Bro. That's a good song. Baza came in. Demolition, Heart Foundation, LOD, Ric Flair, Jake the Snake. Lopez says this could have easily been a top 20. Yeah, yeah. It really could have. He's got Lesnar, version 4 of The Rock, Legion of Doom, Cool, Cocky, and Bad, The Honky Tonk Man. That's a good one, too. Demolition, Razor Ramon, Cena's My Time Is Now, Piper, Dusty, Warrior, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat's Sirius, which I always think of either him or the Chicago Bulls entrance. Superstar for Don Morocco or Superstar Billy Graham, which was Jesus Christ Superstar. Unchained for Hercules, Jimmy Snuka, Christian's Just Close Your Eyes, All American Boys, Gold Dust, DX, Bret Hart, Jake the Snake, The Oddities, and Randy Orton's Voices. Chris says he goes to his off of listenability, not themes you are happy to hear because more about the character than the song. Cult of Personality, Punk, American Badass Taker, Seek and Destroy for Sting, God of Thunder for the Demon, The Game for Triple H. He says, some guy who made the career move of scamming Macho Man's side piece into marrying him. Yeah, it was never proven, but yeah. Never Gonna Stop, which was Rob Zombie's theme for Edge. That's a good callback. Undertaker's Ministry theme, which he used for a Ravenloft campaign.
Nice.
Stone Cold's Glass Shatters, and voices for Dancing Dandy Randy Orton. Tony somehow ended up in my spam folder, but he says, if I was drafting against the two of you, this is probably the best heavy hitters I would choose from. Stone Cold, Hogan, Taker, Brood, Rock, Cena, Savage, Punk, Bret Hart, Warrior, Triple H, Brock, Demolition, DX, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, The Rougeaus, Slick, Orton, Piper, Edge, Vince McMahon. That, yeah, the Vince McMahon, that's a good pick.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Kane, Mark Henry's sexual chocolate theme.
Hell yeah.
Rob Van Dam, the Hardy Boys, Mr. Perfect, Shane McMahon, Becky Lynch, Kofi back when he was Jamaican, Phenomenal Pert Plus, Batista, Brodus Clay, Somebody Call My Mama, The Shield, Jericho, AJ Lee, and Rising Sun for Collarbone. So thank you everybody for your picks. That was a fun one. I like that one. We got to do a wrestling one that Vince actually knew something about. I like that. I
went old school the entire time. I know. Hey,
we might have to do another wrestling thing. We might have to do 80s wrestlers.
This was the boys' idea.
I know. We might have to do 80s wrestlers coming up. So,
Jesus.
All right. Let's get into some listener questions, shall we, Vince?
Okay.
The first one comes in from Handsome Dan. He says, future top 10 perhaps, but just off the top of your heads, can you name some childhood cartoons that we loved as kids that actually suck? By Our Powers Combined, Captain Planet.
Yeah, that sucks. That's
awful.
Boy,
looking back, it was nothing but propaganda. It was a Ted Turner green climate propaganda show. It was like, oh my God.
But I never really watched it. Because I knew it was kind of corny then.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was just bad? A lot of the old Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Hey.
I love it, but it was bad. I mean, it was silly bad. Like Herculoids.
Hey.
Which I love. I love Herculoids, but it's bad. Let's be honest.
Clutch Cargo.
Top Cat. I mean,
hey.
Now I'm just saying stuff to get Vince going.
Johnny Quest.
No, I like Johnny Quest. How dare you? Dan's next question here. If God suddenly decided a locust ate people instead of plants, how long would it take them to strip the human race down to bones like a chicken drumstick at a black man barbecue? Oh no! Once they get through China, they'd probably be full. There are a lot of Chinese people.
Yeah,
it'd probably take about a year.
Yeah, but we have something they don't have: flamethrowers.
Yeah. Plants can't fight back; people do. So, yeah, it'd take a year or two, I'd say. Dan's next question here: Vince, Snickers or Baby Ruth?
Snickers.
Yep. His next question here, this is a comic book question, Vince. What the hell does Mr. Sinister from the X-Men even do? And for that matter, what the hell does Apocalypse do?
It's a good question.
Mr. Sinister is a geneticist. He's trying to create the perfect either version of himself or the perfect mutant. Apocalypse, now correct me if I'm wrong, Vince. The first mutant?
Yes, I believe so.
I believe that unless they've re-canoned so much shit with X-Men lately.
Yeah, he was the
first
one.
I believe Apocalypse was the first mutant, ancient Egypt. And he has, like, OP powers. Because he was the first.
What was his powers?
Energy manipulation, matter manipulation, to a degree. It depends on who's writing him, but at one time he could teleport. I know that. But it depends on who's writing him. But yeah, Apocalypse was the first and one of the most powerful, and Mr. Sinister is trying to create a perfect mutant. So, his next question here, favorite underrated comic book villain? Underrated. I'm going to say Clown from Spawn.
Violator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because that doesn't get near the attention that it should. If you go Marvel or DC, who's an underrated? Well, they've butchered them all so much lately.
Yeah.
Considering they've made him such a weak pansy now, Luthor is probably underrated. Marvel, who's underrated? I don't know, it'd probably have to be Kingpin. Kingpin's underrated.
Yeah, he's not fat.
No, it's all muscle.
It's all muscle.
Which has been my excuse for years, but nobody believes it. He says, when villains in comics get their own titles, they usually go soft and become anti-heroes. Can true villain stories exist in comics, and do you know any examples of them? Ozymandias, Watchmen, the original. That's about as villain as, and it doesn't, but it's not his own spinoff. You know, it is not his own book. Yeah, you're right. They do try to make them anti-heroes, because then it's like, well, see, they're not all bad. Please continue to buy this book. Who got their own book but still just was a dick the whole time? Joker. Joker got his own book, and he was still... He never changed. So that's the only real example I could think of. What about you?
That's about all I got.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say probably Joker is the only one that really stuck to the core of the character. So, all right. Next question comes in from Chris. Okay, now that we've had a few more years of history, got to check this again. You are sent back in time to change one thing. What do you pick? A, Trump actually does something about the changes they made to the electoral process prior to the election. B, Disney never ever talks to Kathleen Kennedy hiring Jon Favreau to run Star Wars instead. C, Biden doesn't survive the stroke. Or D, hey Cliff, switch bunks with Lars. D. Yes. Just for what could have been. The answer is always D.
Sure.
Chris's next question. Can we somehow get word to the ATF that white supremacist ultra-MAGA terrorists have a huge stash of booze, Cuban Monte Cristos, and millions of belted 50 cal anti-aircraft rounds stashed in the engine room of the Titanic? Yeah. Take this little sub down there, ATF. That'd be great. Yeah, they shouldn't be around. So, Chris's next thing here. So Adam Schiff, congressman, has been made to face consequences for an entire career of corruption up to and including high treason. He was censured. Now you're probably thinking, wait a minute, is there a fine? No. Prison time? No. Public hanging, the sentence for high treason? No. So how the hell is just censuring him any kind of consequences? They've already been yelling at him on the House floor for years. This means this time, since he was censured, they've given him an official stern talking to. This time he was officially yelled at, which is like, you know, 11 billion times the worst super ultra mega shaming. It's like Goku's spirit bomb, Falcon punch, and Bahamut's blast all wrapped in for one. It also footnoted to page 53 in one of the 162 file folders they have on him for hell. Do you think it's just nothing? Let's see. There's a lot written here. You think that doesn't hurt like a crushed pair of testes? So my question is twofold. How stupid do you feel now for even thinking that wasn't the for realsies kind of accountability? And two, how piss scared do you think the rest of the swamp creatures are of getting caught now that they've seen Shifty Shift get just absolutely bippity-boppity-bodied? Yeah, until there's actual consequences for this shit, instead of, hey, that was bad, until it's like, hey, feet first in the wood chipper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual consequences bring about change.
Yeah.
Actually dropped them out of a helicopter, Pinochet style, into a wood chipper. Just because I like the spectacle. We need to make a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Get Uncle Mel on the phone. We need to make a movie.
Jesus Christ.
It would be good. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week. It's time for Did You See This? We're going to Clown World, and we're going to go to France.
No.
Yeah, just God bless. God bless. That's, yeah. France is going through a color revolution. Sorry, I mean peaceful protest, right, CNN? From what I can gather, this is from what I could figure out here, an immigrant ran from the cops, got popped. So now black immigrants from Africa and Muslims are burning down the country, going after cops, burning political offices, libraries, looting stores, you know, just like they do here in the U.S. I did see this bothered me. One Frenchman tried to defend himself from the mob attacking him and trying to take his car. They videoed while they did this. They cut off his hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. He's laying there screaming with no hands. Yeah. The rioters now have automatic weapons, shotguns, and explosives after they looted a police station and taking the weapons before they burned down the police stations. Most police have their hands tied after the government told them basically to not fight back. Last night, their estimates say almost 2,000 cars, 20 buses, and over 500 buildings were burned. One library in Marseille that held books from back as far as medieval times was burned to the ground. The French president, Macron, he's blaming social media for the riots, saying authorities will take steps to remove sensitive content and to identify those who call for disorder. Twitter account Alerts Info received an email from Twitter explaining the French law enforcement demanded the suppression of a tweet of theirs that contained video of rioters desecrating a World War II memorial. The tweet and video would be contrary to French law, punishable by 5 years in jail and a 75,000 euro fine. The law is an exception for journalists and legal professionals. The French Minister of Justice called on authorities to ban Snapchat because it's a way for young people to organize themselves. As of late last night, all social media in France is now being censored. Last night, a church was vandalized, and rioters wrote the phrases, "The last prophet was Muhammad, and Jesus is not God, but a prophet." So, yeah, remember, this is all about some black illegal getting shot, right? It's not a complete war, civil war takeover of your country by Muslims. But it's not just France now. Riots have now spread to Belgium and Switzerland. They've also started burning apartment buildings in France with people inside. The home of Mayor, I can't pronounce that because it's a French name, was targeted by a burning car that was rammed into his home, and his family was injured. But yeah, it's social media's fault, not the fact that you've let all these military age fighting men into your country for years, and now you're getting a color revolution.
Remember last year when that 12-year-old girl,
rage, I got her name, killed.
Lola Daviet, was violently sexually assaulted and killed, stuffed into a suitcase and left in a carpet in a Paris building by an Algerian immigrant.
Yep. And the one that got popped was from Algeria too, by the way.
No one did anything.
Well, we had the story, what, less than a month ago of the Muslim that stabbed the toddler in the stroller.
Right.
You didn't do shit then either.
You didn't do shit. You let all these fucking shit skid mud slimes fucking kill everybody over there. You get what you fucking deserve. I don't give a fuck. Let them burn goddamn Paris to the ground.
That's what they're doing.
If you're all just going to sit back and let them fucking do it, then fuck you.
Now, see, to me,
you fucking deserve it.
I agree with that, but I also feel bad for the normal citizens. They're like, hey, we didn't want this shit. It's our fucking dumbass government that let this all happen. And now they're really not letting the police fight back.
The normal citizens need to nut up or shut up.
That's, yeah. It's time to go Haitian.
Yeah. And somebody's going in a body bag. You better get fucking ready for it.
But
you better get good with whatever God you pray to. And if you want to keep your shit where you want it, fucking step up.
Yeah.
That's where you're at. I don't give a goddamn if these brown motherfuckers are doing whatever they're doing. I don't give a fuck. You're letting them fucking do it. Fuck you.
Yeah, they're looting stores and, you know, all this shit. And
all these cocksucking frogs with their fucking phones out videotaping it. Fuck off.
Yeah. And
I don't know what to tell you. Fuck you, Europe. What are you going to do? Nothing. You ain't going to do shit. Fuck off.
Well, like you said, they don't have guns because they don't have a Second Amendment or a right to protect themselves. Well, but the government,
find something.
It will do
find a lamp. Find a bat. Do something. You're not doing anything.
Right. You outnumber the mob.
Yes.
Everybody
There's more
grabs,
of you than there are of them.
Everybody grabs a Le Creuset cast iron skillet and you go swinging.
Yeah.
You're going to take some with you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to be labeled. Oh, no.
I'm going to be alive.
You're going to be alive. Your town's not going to be burnt to the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Part of me wants them to fight back, and part of me is like, well, if you're not, then fuck off.
Right.
Whatever.
That's how I am, too. You got to fight. If you're not going to fight for your country, you know, being invaded and taken over, then you get what you get.
You've just laid down.
Yeah.
And that means fucking the cops. I guess you're going to fuck the cops. Fuck the cops.
I mean, if
they're standing there, fuck them.
Even if you are just protecting your own little town.
Right. Right.
Then it's one town that they don't get. You know what I mean?
I saw a group of nationalists walking around. They were patrolling the streets, and oh my god, they're patrolling. Oh my god, the nationalists! Right?
Oh yeah, everybody's starting just acting like, oh my god, I cannot believe these right-wingers are patrolling their street. I'm like, have you seen the rest of the fucking country?
Yeah, and there was nothing going on down the street they were patrolling.
Yeah.
Call me when the fucking nationalists start popping these motherfuckers and leaving their bodies in the streets.
Yeah.
Because they should have been doing that 5 years ago.
Yep.
So no, fuck off. It's too late. They're gonna lay down. Oh, I'm a little tired.
You gotta fight.
Ouh et la fromage.
If you're not willing to fight for your life and your family's lives and safety, then this is what happens.
Don't care.
All right, let's move on here. Speaking of not letting people into your country, Hungary and Poland have now blocked the EU accord regarding migration. They went, yeah, we're not doing that. Nope. Fuck you. So, but this was the plan all along, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next thing here. Supreme Court. Supreme Court says colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration as a specific basis for granting admission. Landmark decision overturning long-standing precedent that that benefited black and Latino students in higher education. This was a North Carolina and Harvard lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court having to do with the Equal Protection Clause. Basically, what the hell do they call it? Affirmative action is no longer allowed in colleges because you were taking black students that were in the 40th percentile, letting them in when Asians in the top 1% were not allowed in. You know, just the best and bright. What do you mean you got to get in on your merit to a college?
That's crazy.
And I saw a bunch of the Democrats that are trying to defend the affirmative action thing was very insulting to black people. Well, black people need this. They're not, you know, they're not, they don't test as good as the others. They're not as smart as the others. How are they going to get into college? I'm like, you're just calling black people stupid. And of course, the dissenting voice was Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Chris's neighbor?
Yeah, Chris's neighbor. Shit. who literally got the job because she was a black woman. You were an affirmative action hire to the Supreme Court. Not because you were the best qualified, but because of things you were out of your control. So, Supreme Court on Friday also invalidated Biden's student loan debt relief plan. Basically, 6-3 vote. rule in two cases that the program was unlawful exercise of presidential power because it had not been explicitly approved by Congress. Yeah. I didn't take out the loan. I ain't paying for it.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for your guys' fuck up. I seriously don't. And how far back are you going to go?
Right. Then there was this. Supreme Court on Friday ruled in favor of a Christian website designer who doesn't want to make wedding websites for same-sex couples. Apparently, according to this article, it raised a long list of legal questions. Among them, are businesses now allowed to generally refuse to serve same-sex couples or gay people? We'll see, but you can't force somebody to go against their religious beliefs. But so you no longer have to bake the cake, bigot. You can say no. Go to somebody else that does that.
I saw somebody say, "Well, since they can do it, I'm going to do it too." No Trump MAGA people, and everybody's okay. Like, "Thanks."
Yeah, now I know where to spend my money. Cool, yeah. Thanks. Not with you. Yeah, it's weird how that shit works out. Right?
Good luck catering to the 30% of the people that agree with your shit.
Yeah, I'm sure you will stay in business for a long time to come. All right. Oh, this next story. A few days ago at a drag march in New York, because it was still gay month, some participants got plenty of attention when they were heard chanting, "We're coming for your children." New York City drag marchers chant, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." Now, NBC News is trying to help them out with a spin on the story. The "Coming for Your Children" chant has been used for years at Pride events, according to longtime march attendees and gay rights activists, who said it's just one of many provocative expressions used to regain control of slurs against gay people.
Sure.
Saying sure, that they're Jan. Coming for the kids.
Sure, Jan.
We know how that happens. We know what the consequence should be. You coming after the kids? More bark goes brr. Case making its way through the courts in Louisiana could have significant implications. Let's see. This is the... Oh, the Black Lives Matter activist DeRay Mexon case. Basically, a cop was injured after DeRay got a... quote, peaceful protest going in 2016.
Shit.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on June 6th allowed an officer who filed anonymously to proceed in his suit alleging negligence against DeRay Mexon. Court held it's plausible that he is liable for the officer's injuries because there was a foreseeable consequence of his negligent planning. They planned to block a public highway, which is a crime in Louisiana, which made it likely that a violent confrontation with police would ensue. So basically, you can now sue protest organizers if you are injured. Which I would assume this would also go to if, I don't know, they looted your store, burned down your store. You should be able to sue them too.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, there's an election coming up. I don't know if anybody's aware of this. And Facebook has moved somebody into a to be their new head of election policies. This happens to be a man by the name of Aaron Berman, a 17-year veteran of the CIA. Served at the CIA between 02 and 19. Used to write the president's daily brief, the top secret intelligence thing. He left in 2019 and went to Meta, where he was the senior product policy manager for misinformation.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. He said he does not. He built the misinformation policy team's U.S. workforce and put policies into practice during critical events. He doesn't say what these critical events were. But it all lines up to the 2020 election, which is weird when Facebook started censoring Republicans and conservative news sites. you know, like the government told them to do, like the CIA told them to do?
Sure.
Hmm. Weird, isn't it? We had the story about the IRS whistleblower who came out. This is about the Hunter Biden deal. Well, New York Times thought, we'll look into this and, you know, try to discredit the whistleblower, right? Yeah, they buried this in the 21st paragraph of the story, but the New York Times confirmed what the IRS whistleblower said. Following a quasi-denial by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, the whistleblower named the names of those present in a meeting with U.S. Attorney David Weiss. In that meeting, Weiss allegedly admitted that he was stifled by Department of Justice leadership from filing charges against Hunter Biden in two separate districts, including in California. In an extensive write-up mostly meant to excuse the scandal, New York Times stated that an independent source, not the two different whistleblowers, confirmed that what Weiss said was true. They accidentally confirmed the story that they were trying to spin and debunk. That's hilarious. But nothing will happen. So, apparently states, moving on to the next story here, they're trying to, you know, tax you for everything. And, you know, it's for the roads. We got to build better roads, right? Gas taxes have been used forever for this purpose, but states are getting less money that due to inflation, fuel efficiency, and the rise of electric cars. So they're looking at something that would take the place or bolster it. One proposal that they seem to be gaining in popularity is to charge drivers by the mile that they drive. Which raises a lot of questions. How do they, or how are they going to know how many miles you drive?
You're going to be low jacked.
Right. Which they're going to say, well, every car is going to have this thing on it that shows us where you are, where you've been.
Right.
That's unreasonable search and seizure. So, but hey, we needs the money to fix your roads. I would rather live on dirt roads than you fucking tell know where I'm at. So.
Well, and the thing is that I've heard the new electric cars are fucking up the roads because they're so heavy.
Yeah, and when they do catch on fire, water doesn't put them out. It expands the fire because of the lithium-ion batteries. So, yeah, that's... Yep. Vince, you remember when The Simpsons was good?
A long time ago.
That's true. Do you remember an episode where Mr. Burns wanted to block out the sun?
Yeah.
Apparently, Biden is Mr. Burns. A Biden White House report released late Friday appears to show the government is toying with the idea of blocking the sun's rays in an attempt to, quote, quickly cool the planet. The catchily named Congressionally Mandated Research Plan and an Initial Research Governance Framework related to solar radiation modification discusses various means to which to limit the amount of sun that hits the Earth, including the deployment of aerosols into the stratosphere, a concept known as geoengineering. They want to block out the fucking sun.
I saw a conspiracy theory about this.
I would love to hear this.
That they're trying to block out the sun to geoengineer when the aliens come.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like Morse code?
To make it habitable for the aliens.
Sure, why not? Let's fuck it.
Because they can't be that stupid to fuck with things, right?
You say that.
I would say, I would go as far as say you need to really protest hard on this one.
Yeah.
If they're fucking with nature.
Like they have been for years. But yeah. Yeah.
The fucking, oh, what was that thing called? That goddamn volcano that erupted a few years ago put more CO2 into the air than we had since we've been on the planet.
Yeah.
It did it in a day.
Yeah, the one in Iceland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Mayans, I know some of you are still left. Biden's trying to fuck up your sun god. You know, go do the thing now to him, please. And thank you. Even though Biden has no clue. It's whoever's running the show, actually, because Biden... Well, let's just go to things Biden said this week, which we'll be replacing this week, and he said what? Because it's more than one this week. While talking to the Indian Prime Minister, Biden said the following. Okay, we... I was just thanking the... Anyway, I started off without you, and I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared. Ha ha ha.
And then he said, no, but seriously.
Right. I then also said this week, it was inappropriate for Barack to spend time with President Xi of China, but I spent a lot of time with him. I met alone with him, just he and I, 68 times, 68 hours, 68 times, more than 68 hours. By the way, I turned in all my notes. And then probably the most telling, Joe Biden this week said that Putin is losing the war in Iraq.
Oh, good for Putin.
So please explain to me that this guy is in charge of anything.
81 million.
Right. You know who I think's really running the show?
Who?
Jill Biden.
Jesus, could you imagine?
I think she's the one secretly running the show. Reuters News Service. This is another thing of the legacy media trying to do a gotcha story, and it ends up biting them in the ass, which is hilarious. They tried to do a, did Donald Trump have slave owners in his past, right? That's what they were trying to do. Except their research shows that President Biden and every living former U.S. president, with the exception of Trump, are the descendants of slaveholders. Former Presidents Carter, W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Obama are direct descendants of slave owners. Obama, of course, through his mom's side. The report determined that Trump was not descendant of slaveholders because his ancestors came to the United States after slavery was gone.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Hey, we're going to get Trump. Oh, shit. Yeah, that story didn't work out.
He's a big Nazi meanie.
So Obama has slave owners in his family.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Does that mean he has to pay reparations?
I ain't paying shit.
Mm-mm. You can kiss my whole big ass. Yeah.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you ever doubted that there is, in fact, a uniparty in Washington, D.C., like I've been telling you, then listen to this quote from Lindsey Graham this week. Quote, an attack on one party is an attack on the other.
Lindsey Graham.
There is no Republican. There is no Democrat.
No.
They're all on the same team.
Sure they are.
And he admitted it. Hey, if you live in Michigan, I'm glad you apparently don't have freedom of speech. Michigan residents could be charged with a felony, face up to 5 years in prison, and get a $10,000 fine for using the wrong pronouns. Under a new Michigan House, Michigan House has approved a hate speech bill that would criminalize causing someone to feel threatened by words. The bill aims to replace the current Ethnic Intimidation Act and include sexual orientation and gender identity or expression as protected classes. Yeah, 5 years in prison for a felony offense. Some have argued the legislation could infringe on free speech. You don't think?
Yeah, no shit.
If my words make you feel threatened, you could try to throw me in jail.
Mm-hmm.
What are you in for? I killed 87 people. What are you in for? I called a guy on address a guy. Really? That's. And here I thought Ohio was the worst. Michigan, you're pushing on it. You're pushing it. Vince, we had the story a while back, about a month ago, about the debt ceiling deal, the debt limit deal that Congress passed.
Sure.
Excuse me. Well, it's been 3 weeks since the deal was signed by Biden. The government has spent, in 3 weeks, 21 days, the government has spent an extra $700 billion. Almost $1 trillion in less than a month.
Oh, it's not
this
funny.
Is why we tell you to stock up on stuff, because it is coming very soon that your money, it's going to be $100 for a loaf of bread.
No, it's not.
Well,
I mean, it's going to be, but
that's what the price will be at the store. But, yeah.
Yeah. The moral price, however.
Yes. $1 trillion in a month. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, of course not.
All right. Next thing here, Sweden just pissed off the EU. They have now scraped their green energy targets. They were supposed to do that net zero, all green energy bullshit. Yeah, they're now pushing coal and gas because, well, it makes sense. It says the decision to do this is a major blow to unreliable and inefficient technology, not to mention the bitter climate gnome Greta Thunberg. Climate gnome. Sorry, that got me.
They call her a climate gnome?
Huh?
They called her a climate gnome?
This article called her the bitter climate gnome. That's a very nice way to say fetal alcohol syndrome.
Come on. Don't make fun of the Downy. Come on, man.
Listen, the only Downy going on in this house is in the fucking laundry room, all
right? That's right. Yeah.
Who continuously warns mankind about the next climate Armageddon, you know.
How dare you?
And never comes. Speaking of the climate gnome or weather potato, there's a lot of names for old Greta, but one that I've never heard this was used by Fox News this week, and it's more ridiculous than any. Fox News tweeted the following. Climate activist Greta Thunberg, the latest world leader to meet with Ukrainian president.
She's a world leader.
See, they called a world leader. That
should scare you more than anything.
That Fox News considers her a world leader.
She ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
You know, the girl that counts 1, 2, macaroni, it's too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. They're overcooked. It's way too hot. Yeah. Is now a world leader, according to Fox News.
How dare you?
Yeah. All right, moving on. New York City has told pizzerias that use coal or wood-burning ovens, you have to cut your carbon emissions by 75% or you're going to face hefty fines.
Spokesman
for New York City Department of Environmental Protection confirmed the new rules on Sunday, saying all New Yorkers deserve to breathe healthy air. In New York? Are you fucking retarded? And wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in neighborhoods with poor air quality. This common sense rule developed with restaurants and environmental justice groups.
Fungal. I got nothing.
They're
coming for the pizza. Bibbidi bobbidi. Somebody stick a fucking horse head in somebody's fucking bed.
I was going to say, you're fucking with the wrong people who are in, quote, sanitation. And not any other illegal activities.
Bullshit.
Right?
You haven't had any gangsta wops in a long time, all right? Seriously.
This is a quick way to bring them back. Yeah.
It's not like the IRA Irish, all right? It's like them. They ain't been around for a while either. They wouldn't be putting up with this shit.
Yeah, the environmental justice groups are going to sleep in with the fishies and stuff, yeah. The climate nut jobs have officially evinced that left is eating themselves because the climate nut jobs have now went after the gays. The Just Stop Oil people disrupted the Pride in London parade, blocking Coca-Cola's float and spraying black and pink paint all over the road. They're cannibalizing their own. Yeah, that's lovely. That might be my favorite story of the week.
I heard they're coming here.
Yeah, what's her name told them to do that shit here and do it bigger. Was it Rashida Tlaib, something like that? Know. One of those squad women that... The following thought has been censored, so I don't go into a gulag. Yeah. Speaking of Coca-Cola, a popular artificial sweetener used in thousands of products worldwide, including Diet Coke, now it's going to be declared a possible cancer risk. World Health Organization's cancer research arm has conducted a safety review of aspartame. We'll publish a report next month labeling it possibly carcinogenic to humans.
I'll take shit we already knew for a thousand, Alex.
Yeah, that shit is in everything.
I read a story a long time ago that they think they know how Gulf War syndrome started. Yeah, and it was from the pop sitting out in the sun and then everybody drinking it, and the chemical reaction with the aspartame fucked everything up.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. That is nasty shit.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how true that is.
You know, like those pouches you put into like water bottles to flavor them?
Yeah.
A lot of those have aspartame. And I know people that are like horribly allergic to it. Like they like will drink like half a bottle of it and then get like migraines for a week.
Yeah.
So
aspartame's bad, kids.
Like fluoride in the water. Turning the frogs gay. Except this gives you cancer.
It's turning the frogs gay.
You know, for all of his crazy bullshit, he's right on a whole lot of stuff. Just saying. A popular Mexican TV doctor who regularly appeared on the Mexican version of the Today Show as a vaccination expert died suddenly this week from myocarditis.
Jesus. Suddenly, huh?
Dr. Alfredo Victoria Monero was 42, and he died in his sleep early Monday. He was a vocal advocate of the COVID shots. The physically fit medical doctor and public health specialist had no pre-existing medical conditions. He regularly appeared on the Today Show to administer vaccines to the show's staff on air. He encouraged his 440,000 Instagram followers to get the shots. He also had a large following on TikTok and ran the website provaccines.com. Jesus, I'll take bad investments for a thousand, Alex.
He died of the Billy Ocean.
Suddenly,
yeah. Life has new meaning to me.
get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Yeah, get into my car, bitch.
Died from the shot. He literally died from the shot he pushed.
I'm trying to not to look.
We have to laugh because if we don't, we'll all go fucking crazy.
Yeah, if you don't laugh, you start fucking loading mags.
Yeah.
That's really where we're at.
Yeah. Joe Stetics, a popular YouTube bodybuilding star with 8 million followers, died at age 30 this week from an aneurysm after receiving 4 COVID shots.
Causing
significant blood work changes and diagnosed microclots.
Are you serious?
A D-dimer test. He went and did an interview a couple weeks ago about this and then died this week. A D-dimer test revealed the presence of microclots in his bloodstream from the shots. And these motherfuckers still walk the street.
They still tell you to get the shot.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it so your kids have to have it to get into school.
They ain't going to fucking school then.
They ain't going to school then. Well, they gotta go to school. They don't have to go to school.
I'll be coming to your house so we can talk about this in private.
Yeah.
Speaking of, a top advisor to Fucci at the NIH admitted that he used a personal email account in an effort to evade FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, according to records obtained by congressional investigators probing the origin of COVID. The official also expressed his intention to delete the emails in order to avoid media scrutiny, saying, as you know, I always try to communicate on Gmail because my NIH email is FOIA'd constantly, wrote David Morins, a high-ranking NIH official, in a September 2021 email. One of the series of email exchanges included many leading scientists involved in the COVID origins debate. Stuff sent to my Gmail gets to my phone, he added, but not my NIH computer. After noting that his Gmail account had been hacked, however, he wrote to the group saying that he might have to use his NIH email account to communicate with them instead. Don't worry, he wrote. Just send to any of my addresses, and I will delete anything I don't want to see in the New York Times.
This guy has an address, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, yes. Scientists this week uncovered evidence that a substantial portion of the Pfizer shots that was sent to the EU were placebos. We'll talk about, one, Pfizer lied, but two, you got lucky, you got the fake shot.
Yeah, no shit.
Matt Hancock, who was the health secretary in the UK at the height of the pandemic, is now saying that Britain must prepare for even harder lockdowns, but refused to say why people would need to be locked down again.
No.
That sure sounds like something's already in the works, right?
Sounds like something's up.
Well, they've already said the next pandemic's coming, so... the CDC this week issued an alert after the first local malaria case in the U.S. after 20 years. This was in Florida. Just a reminder, Bill Gates' genetically modified mosquitoes were released in Florida recently, and that happens to be where the malaria was found. Not saying anything else, just trying to put two and two together.
He seems to want to really depopulate everybody, doesn't he?
He has an address. His wife, who also pushes this bullshit, has an address even though they don't live together anymore. Just saying. Twitter this week had all kinds of issues. So Elon tweeted out, to address extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation, we've applied the following temporary limits. Verified accounts limited to reading 6,000 posts per day. Unverified, 600 a day, and new unverified, 300 a day. Later, he changed this to verified 8,000, unverified 800, and new unverified 400. Twitch was also having issues yesterday. They said they were investigating the issues caused degrade services for the video player and other services. Is it odd that all this is going on to possibly limit what people are seeing going on in France?
It's crazy. I know.
Huh, yeah, we're going to limit how many tweets you can see because we don't want you to see all the black people, black Muslims doing the burning down France.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. Don't be a racist. I saw this video of this white lady in France begging the cops not to arrest the black guy because it's racist.
Yeah, I saw that same video and I'm like...
I couldn't watch it anymore.
No, I...
Again, fuck you, France. You need to step up.
The United States this week announced, Vince, another $500 million to Ukraine.
How much is that now? $100 billion?
Yeah, we're close to something like that. U.S. taxpayers may be shocked to learn you know, your families are... You know, grappled with the fear of Social Security becoming insolvent, the Social Security Administration in Washington sent $4.5 million to Ukraine.
My Social Security money.
Yep. U.S. aid used American taxpayers to pay off $4.5 billion worth of Ukraine's debt to the World Bank. Your tax money, your Social Security money is going to Ukraine.
It's paying off taxes and debts.
And debts to Ukraine, while people here that own Social Security can't get fucking health care. Are deciding whether do I buy the fucking medicine that I need to keep my heart going, or do I buy food? All these motherfuckers have homes. And I'm sure not all of them have security.
Oh, I'm sure they do. A couple.
Some of them do, I'm sure. But
I'm pretty sure you need, like, grenades. Can you get grenades?
Yes.
Can we make grenades?
Yes.
Oh.
Question mark?
See, this is where it starts getting into dangerous territory.
Do you know that a Roomba, the dust collection bin in a Roomba,
yeah,
can hold 1 pound exactly of powdered tannerite?
This week on Improvised Munitions.
I'm just saying, it will hold almost exactly a pound of tannerite powdered.
I like the stuffed dog idea.
Yes. Or the yard gnomes filled with tannerite and roofing nails.
Yeah. Oh my god. Get the fucking the prop from what's that movie? American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
The first one. So when somebody opens a door, this big fucking werewolf, and they shoot at it, and boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again on Homemade Munitions.
Until next week. Have that Elon brain chip that lets other people think see what I'm thinking right now, because I'd be in jail. The U.S. Jesus fuck. Hey, guess what we're going to send to Ukraine now, kids? Cluster bombs.
Cluster fucks. We got them. Lots.
We're sending cluster bombs to Ukraine to use against the Russians.
Sure.
Human rights organizations have been against cluster bombs since Vietnam, by the way, because they kill civilians.
But
we're sending ours to Ukraine.
It's okay. It's okay now.
The Israeli Air Force this week, this is weird, conducted a series of strikes in the vicinity of Tortus, that's in Syria. Why is this a big thing? Because Russian naval base happens to be there.
Sure.
Imagine Israel hits a Russian naval base.
Nothing's going to happen.
Nah, that might be the excuse Iran needs, though. You fuck up with our friend, we blow you all up.
They ain't got hair on their ass. Do it.
No.
Won't.
Zelensky over there in the Ukraine has decided that he needs to pause democracy in order to save democracy or something like that. Basically, he is. There's not going to be any elections until the war's over, he said this week. So he has. Get this. He's taken over. He's banned the Christian Church, the Orthodox Christian Church. He has banned any other political party in the country. He has taken over all media, all their TV, all their newspaper. It's all government controlled now. And now he says, yep, no more elections.
Sure.
When can we start calling him a dictator? And quit sending him my Social Security money? You just have to laugh, because if not, you just... Yeah. But yeah, hey, he did meet with world leader Weather Potato.
Yeah. Would you like an apple pie with that?
Yeah. Last story this week, Vince.
Thank God.
Women are crazy.
No shit.
Throw that out there. An Arizona woman who allegedly sent 159,000 text messages to a man and broke into his home after they went on one date believes the jury will find her innocent. Jacqueline Adis, was found mentally incompetent to stand trial in March, but she wants a jury to hear her case, believing they will order the man to marry her.
What?
They're going to say, you're not guilty, and on top of that, we like demand you to get married, she told the Arizona Republic in a jailhouse interview. She has been behind bars in Maricopa County since 2018 after she allegedly stalked and harassed the man for 10 months. She sent him threatening text messages, including one that read, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones. Another one read, oh, what I do with your blood, I want to bathe in it.
Was this 2019?
Huh?
2019?
2018. Her and the man, who had only been identified as the CEO of a company that sells skincare products, met on a dating site.
She looks cute.
Wow.
She was cute back in the day, and she looks like she's put on, I'm not kidding, 75 pounds.
Jail weight?
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be backwards when you're in prison, but yeah. I'm going to make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones. And the jury's going to say, you have to marry me.
She was cute back in the day.
That,
I bet she's nuts in a sack.
I bet you she's nuts out of the sack.
God, that's weird. Holy she hell. Was kind of hot.
Nope.
I bet she could suck a bowling ball through 100 feet of garden hose.
What do you say? You never stick your dick in crazy? Holy hell.
She's nasty now.
He didn't even do that. They just went on a date, like dinner and a movie, and now she wants to bathe in his blood.
She's nasty now.
Yeah, Tia.
She's nasty.
That's some bizarre bullshit. Vince, you got any final thoughts for this bizarre-ass week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. And if you ever get sad, just laugh, because hopefully this will all be over soon. And if it's not, we'll talk to everybody next week then.
Bye.
Bye.